from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Breaking news. Huge announcement to kick off the show.
Yes.
Things you need to know about your day. Breaking news, everybody. It is National Eat What You Want Day.
It is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So it's law.
You have to eat whatever you want.
Right. You have to eat what you want.
Okay.
Not what somebody else tells you
to
eat.
What I want to
eat. Not what you want to eat within your restricted diet plan. Whatever it is, it says it's National Eat What You Want Day.
Well.
It's on this piece of paper, okay. And I highlighted it. That means it is
this
Hammurabi's code. What's that?
This is awkward. I celebrate this day every day.
You sure do.
I just always. Like, everybody else doesn't do that? Everybody else doesn't eat what they want to each day? Like when you wake up?
I wish right now.
No, stop it, Zach. Zach, don't finish that sentence because it's going to be mean. You're going to say something mean, and we don't need to start the day like this.
I am actually not going to say anything mean because of the restrictive boundaries that we are in, and that is why I wish that we had a podcast
so you can
instead of this show that we do here instead, so I could talk to my friend Antoine about how much I really love him.
All right, but what makes today for you guys? What makes today Eat Whatever You Want Day?
It's on the piece of paper and it says today's National Eat What You Want Day. That's why.
So we're ignoring all diets, all restrictions, all nutritionists.
All allergies.
Yeah. Done.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got EpiPen on you?
I don't think we can ignore the allergies.
You can if you have EpiPen and Benadryl.
That's right. So if anyone wants to go over Monica's house for nuts and crab, that's what she's going to have today. It's going to be awesome.
Just a little swollen.
So good.
Yep.
So Monica, you eat what you want. I don't care what that stupid eye doctor told you yesterday.
He is a great person.
He is.
Friend.
He's also my eye doctor, and I like him.
Yes, he's a great friend, but he told me that something's going on with my eyes, and I may need to just change my diet.
Wait, so something is going on with your eyes.
Yes.
What does that even mean? I was very confused by that.
Because he noticed something in my eyes, like some like little spots in my eyes a couple years ago.
Okay.
Well, now those spots have grown a little bit.
All right.
And he said that he had someone else that had similar issues with their eyes. And he said that person changed their diet. They actually became a vegan. And it improved their eyes so much to the point where it was like, okay, well, you kind of make the spots disappear and go away. So he said, I recommend you cut out all red meat and fried food.
What?
Wow.
And
wait, is this guy even a doctor? Are you sure?
He knows how to improve your eyesight.
Are you sure that it was our regular eye doctor that came in? Was it an evil twin? Did an evil twin
doctor.
Go in?
So yes, I'll talk to my, you know, my PCP, my regular physician, and go over some
stuff.
She
means her PCP, her drug dealer.
Yes.
She's like, I am going to talk to my drug dealer and see what he thinks about all of this. Tell you right now.
But he said that I recommend you start doing it. Immediately. So.
And you know what is frustrating about all of this,
uh-huh.
Antoine, is that if you or I provide Monica with helpful advice that would improve her life, she would never listen to us in a million years. This guy tells you something
dramatic.
I need the podcast for the rest of what I want to say right
now. Very dramatic.
And you'll listen to him.
And I said, well, I guess I got to do what I got to do.
All of a sudden, Celery Jones over here is going to come in.
Yeah, I know.
So red meat and your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they.
Except to do with my cholesterol levels.
I did Google it, and they said too much red meat could impact your eyesight, but not enough red meat will also impact your
eyesight.
It's
crazy. It's like you can never do like drink too much water, you die. Don't drink enough water, you die. Like, it's just like everything.
Look, Dr. Zach has been telling everybody this for years, that all of life's problems can be boiled down to two solutions. All of the problems in your life. Either you drank too much or you didn't drink enough. That's it.
Yeah.
Every problem is centered around those two variables.
Like, I was like, this sucks. He said, you're looking fit and like you're getting in shape and all that stuff. And I was like, thank you. He said, but your eyes say that you need to cut back on meat. Right? Mm. I'm like, oh, God.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, the last time I was there, he told me I needed readers. I feel like he's trying to get a new boat payment from the two of us.
Oh, you know
that's
what?
What's going on here.
He mentioned the boat.
See? are
you
going to do anything?
I am. Yep.
What?
Like chicken and fish. Lots of it, I guess. Tofu, maybe?
Tofu.
Tofu,
people,
you.
What do you do
all
with
right?
tofu?
I mean, I felt like you were good at chicken and fish. Like, you just stopped there. I don't think you need to throw tofu in there.
What else do you have? Like, what else is there? What else? Bison? Can I? No, we can't have a bison or something. Can
that's
I have,
red
like,
meat.
Yeah, that's red meat.
It feels like it's red meat.
Yeah.
And, you know,
is
and then,
emu pretty good?
The emu's kind of got a redness to it, too, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
What else can I bite into?
That's red like an apple.
You're going
now, that's silly.
Oh,
yep.
Gosh.
All right, so Monica's going vegan. Get
womp,
on it.
Womp.
I think you should just go vegan. Go all the way. But save that other person's
give it a try.
Yeah. I bet you couldn't do vegan for a week.
I bet you I could.
All right,
all right, let's find out.
All right, do it.
Are you betting $50?
Your eyesight.
Yeah, but I'm betting.
That's what we're betting.
Antoine will bet your left eyeball, and I'll bet your right. That's how I did it for a week once.
Okay.
My wife caved. It was like 3 days. She's like, I can't do this anymore.
Okay,
I'm like,
I'll do it for a week.
Yeah.
If we bet money on it.
Yeah,
the amount.
Redemption dollars.
Yeah, redemption dollars.
Can you really put a price on your eyeballs?
Oh,
I mean, that's
a fair question. Like that.
I'm trying to bet you priceless over here.
Question.
And she's all like, money is what really is the incentive. Wait, the hard thing about the vegan diets is that it's like, it's the add-on things. When you have to start using like vegan cheese or vegan mayonnaise is another one. Boy,
okay.
That stuff is interesting and pricey. I'll tell you that much right there.
And
there's something about when it's all the vegetables, you can eat a lot of it, and then you feel full, but not full. It's the weirdest full feeling in the
it's
world.
Like you need something else, but you don't know what it is.
Because you're like, man, I'm full if I had 3 bites of jerky.
Yes.
Like that would
almost
be exactly
there.
What I need right now.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Yeah, Antoine could do this.
You could.
Yeah, because I'm not allowed to eat food anymore, so you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Womp womp.
Yep. Monica will be starting a whole new segment of the show called Asparagus Time with Monica Brooks.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Oh, asparagus. I was thinking maybe we invite people in that have had a great meal, and you play Antoine's, and I just smell their breath.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So I get to just, I get a little whiff.
You still get too many calories that way.
Yeah.
You still get too much. It's just not good for you.
Well, you know, and I would worry, too, about your eyes, since that's what's being affected here. So if the hot food breath goes directly into your eyes,
that's
like,
so
right
good,
to the
I
source.
Guess.
Right. Like, that could be worse. Like that
is true.
Right. We'd be worried about that. So if Antoine comes in here and he gives you the breath, and
like, that's not good.
Yeah, but I think asparagus time will be good because your whole diet and your whole life and your whole mood is going to be stinky like asparagus pee.
Yeah,
so that's a good name for it. So Antoine and I will deliver food news and recipes, like really exciting ones. Like I actually have some coming up in the Scoopla.
Okay.
About how about a car with a pizza holder in it. So we have that. And then we'll send it over to you. And then you can let us know like what you ate for dinner last night, and I'll like I've got your theme music ready, so you'll be able to just send it over to Monica. What was for dinner last night?
Oh.
Kale.
Debbie Downer.
Back to you guys.
Well, I have a guy that is selling potato chips on eBay.
Potato chips.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So he has the perfect Pringle, he claims. And he's selling it for $2,000 for a single Pringle. And so people do this on eBay. And that's why I say Antoine could do this. Because he could eat a bag of chips and find the perfect chip.
And that is
and
true.
Sell it.
So is this like the perfectly shaped Pringle, according to him? It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder how many times all of us have eaten a fortune because we didn't pay attention to what the Cheeto looked like.
Oh, my gosh, that Cheeto. Yeah.
Where it looked like Abraham Lincoln
right.
or something.
Like, you probably ate, like, the exact replica of Jesus or Abe Lincoln or, Tom Brady. There's probably a Tom Brady Cheeto that I ate that was probably worth $44,000.
Probably.
Something like that. Yeah.
And you just...
Yep.
And licked your fingers.
Mm-hmm. I did. I licked my fortune away. It's horrible. So stupid of me.
Yeah, so I think that we could try. Well, I mean, maybe I can deal with a protein chip.
You could have chips.
Yeah.
You could have starch.
That's what those veggie straws, they have those. Those are good.
Those, I mean.
If you're dying on an island and you have nothing
else castaway.
To eat,
that's all you have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Monica Brooks. Actually, maybe her new segment is Asparagus Time. It's called The Rice Cake Hour.
Oh. The rice cake hour with Monica Brooks.
The rice cake has nothing to do with it.
No, I think it did. I think it lodged into your eyeballs and somehow caused the dot. Yep. Did he check to see if those dots were puffed rice?
Mm.
He probably didn't because he went to a real college to get his degree. And how dare he do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I once sold a piece of toast for $100 on eBay.
That, did you really?
Did?
Yeah. You remember the Tebow toast all the way back in the day?
Were you told me about that. Yeah.
Huh. I made a piece because that was Tim Tebow used to always take a knee. And I think somebody said they saw Tim Tebow, I don't know, in a tortilla or a cloud.
I remember that now.
Somewhere.
And so I made a piece of toast that had him kneeling. And I sold it on eBay. I was like, $100, you know, it's good.
I know.
I'm about to go buy me some bread.
Yep.
So your secret is I cut this like piece of foil and then I toasted the bread.
Yeah.
And it was the shape of the thing. And then I toasted about. And
Okay.
That was my fortune right there. Look at me. So we have food news coming up next that Monica can't talk about, but we'll get into it anyway since it is Eat What You Want Day.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Monica. That was in parentheses if you don't
can't
see
eat
it.
Anything.
Yep. As we get ready.
Oh, let me stop laughing. I have to walk in here with a radish. Right. That's like, this is breakfast.
What do you have over there? Radish. I mean, I don't mind a radish, but you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Ultimately, it doesn't affect me. So I'm good to go. Antoine, you'll be fine.
I'm good to go too.
Antoine's going to give us categories here. Let's get our friend Laura in here. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
All right, Laura, let's see. Where are you from?
I live in Reiner.
Okay. What'd you have for dinner last night, Laura?
Actually, we went out to eat.
Okay.
So I had Taco Tuesday.
No, she didn't want to say that. It's all right.
She was trying to be nice.
She was trying to be nice.
That's why she laughed.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Red meat.
Did you enjoy the cheese and stuff on it?
Was it good? What kind of taco?
I enjoyed everything.
Was it a beef taco?
I had one beef, one chicken.
She
said, give me the no Monica platter. It's one of everything.
It's all right. It's all you enjoy.
I like
Hold
it.
Hold the
I
lettuce. Like
extra lettuce and nothing else. Okay. All right. Laura, you're going to team up with Antoine. He's going to deliver the category.
Yes.
Then I'm going to set the line, and you guys have to decide over or under on it. And then Monica will rattle off what she rattles off.
Here we go. Round one. Our first category for you, Monica. Saturday Night Live reoccurring cast members. So not celebrity guests. It's like people who are legitimately on the cast
of
Saturday Night Live.
People that are on the cast of Saturday Night Live either are on it or were
on it. Yes.
Okay. So Pete Davidson, for example.
Pete Davidson would count,
Fair enough. So Saturday Night Live, past, present, and future. I mean, there's so many of them. You could just rattle off celebrities and almost start hitting correct.
Good.
But I feel like there's a substantial wall that could be hit in this one.
Mm-hmm.
It is shaped like a burger patty, just so
it
you
is.
Know. I am going to go with 5.5 is the line.
5.5.
So you have to decide, Antoine and Laura, can Monica do 6 in 15 seconds or will she do less than 5?
Ooh, that's a hard line right
five
there.
Or less,
Laura, what are you thinking?
I think she's going to do 6.
You think
so? All right,
so
you're going over? Okay. I was thinking the under, but we're playing with your money here, so we're going to over.
Man, I tell you what, when Laura laughed there for a second, I thought she was going, I was thinking steaks.
See, why are you doing that?
I was thinking pot roast.
All right. So Laura and I are going the over. You need to do 6 within 15 seconds.
I mean, there's a million of them, so I think you could do it. So 15 seconds and go.
Tracy Morgan, Tina Fey, Sandberg, Pete Davidson, not Ben Affleck, the other guy. Let's see. It was, now I'm hitting the wall. Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I see his face. I can't get it out. Amy Poehler.
I mean, I can give you that one on the buzzer.
It still doesn't matter.
I only got you 5.
And I couldn't get the guy that cussed at his daughter. They said, you are a pig. You are a... What's
his name? Alec Baldwin is actually not a regular cast member.
He was just celebrity guest over and over and over and over.
I mean, he was sort of recurring with Trump. I guess we could argue that one.
You forgot, like, all the classics. Like, the Eddie Murphys and the Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chris Rock.
And the Steve Martin, Chris Rock. Like,
all
the classics.
Adam Sandler. Like, all of those different ones.
Keenan Thompson.
I knew that hamburger-shaped wall was going to
hit
up right around 4.5. But that's okay.
Smack me on the forehead.
All right, Laura, it's all right. We got 2 more rounds to make up for this.
Round 2. All right, round 2. Types of hats.
Types of hats.
So different types of hats that people would wear on their head.
Okay.
Just all right. Specify
types of hats.
Like a helmet would count in this category.
Okay, so you could say
like a baseball helmet. Yeah.
All right. 4.5.
4.5.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking over. I'm thinking she could do more than 4.5 kinds of hats. What do you think, Laura?
I'm with you. Okay. I think she can do it.
All right. We have faith in you.
Okay.
Monica's got her least confident face on right now, but let's see what happens. Hats, 15 seconds, and go!
Beret, a baseball hat, a fitted cap, a helmet, a football helmet. You have a beret, did I say that? Yep. A fedora, cowboy hat. What are you putting on? The little spinny wheel hat.
I know
the little windmill hat.
That is called a beanie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't give you that one. And I can only give you one of the 13 times you said beret.
Did I say? Okay,
beret,
13.
Beret. You needed to get
it was
5.
In the mix. Yeah.
According to my calculations, you got 5.
Yes.
So there you go.
Right there.
That's all that matters. Because I baseball hat and fitted hat to me are the same thing. Okay. So I didn't go with that one. And you said helmet and then football helmet. So to me, that's the same.
All the helmets.
Also. Okay. All the helmets in the house. Anyway, you got it. So that's all that matters.
Round 3.
Third and final round.
All right, this one may be a little tough one. So we're going to see.
Hats was tough. Okay.
Things I could eat.
0.5.
0.5. All right. United States monuments.
Ooh.
Monuments that are located within the border
United
of the United States of America.
Monuments. 1.5 is the line.
1.5.
1.5. You got to get 2.
She has to be able to do 2,
so?
Laura.
All right, we'll see.
Laura, don't you think?
I'm going over.
All right. Okay. Laura has more confidence in you than either
one
of
us.
Well,
you know what, Laura, I think what she's saying is, look, even if I lose on America.
Okay? It's America, baby.
Exactly. So you just need to get 2 monuments in 15 seconds and go.
Okay, we have, let's see, the Mount Rushmore and Abe sitting there. The big, tall, what is that? The main monument. I can't even think. I am an American citizen.
This is a woman who needs beef, okay? I'm just saying.
No, she needs less beef because she obviously can't see anything.
Good point.
The Statue of Liberty.
Washington Monument.
Yep. Here's the deal.
Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah.
I said that one. Now, I said Abe
you
sitting
said
there.
Abe sitting
Monica
there.
Monica said Mount Rushmore, and then she said Abe sitting there. So
yeah,
the
Abe
question becomes,
there.
Do we accept Abe sitting there as the thing that will put her over the top? Look at me setting the line at 1.5. I mean, Vegas knows what they're doing,
but
right?
That's exactly. Abe. We all know
so
who Abe
we will
is.
Go to the judges, and the judges will say...
Correct.
Thank
yes,
you.
That is a point. Not for you, Monica, but more for
and
Laura.
And I've got Statue of Liberty. I feel bad about that. Hey,
the
what
problem,
up, Statue?
The issue with the Abe thing was Abe is also on Mount Rushmore.
Right.
Where he's kind of like sitting there.
Yep.
So he could have been, you know what I mean?
He likes to sit.
Yeah.
He's a sitting
Jefferson
president.
Memorial, Vietnam Memorial.
But I've had D-Day.
D-Day Memorial.
And I
like
worked
right
for D-Day
here.
Memorial.
Right down the road, National Bridge.
I was a volunteer worker there.
I would have counted the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota, like if we had to do that one. But
all right,
you know
but
what?
You got it.
A sucky win is still a win.
Did you count the bean in Chicago? What is it, the bean?
Sure, why not?
At this point, we'd have counted anything you said.
Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway, you won, right?
You won. Congratulations.
She won, and that's all that matters.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top 3, number 3.
Oh, man, we got to pour some out for one of our homies because they are gone. How do you? Pour one out. And you know and say goodbye.
That was so sad.
To Monica's meat-eating diet. And the iPod. The iPod is dead.
We've come to the end of the road.
They've finally killed the iPod, which I will fully admit, when I saw this announcement yesterday that the iPod was officially toast, I thought it was already dead.
I did too.
I thought we were done.
I thought we had one.
Yeah, I didn't know they still sold them.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the store?
Yep. Mm. Yeah, they are. While supplies last... You can still get an iPod Touch. It's the last one standing.
And I will say with the iPod Touch, and this just a little background or backstory, is that they're used as communication devices now for like students or people who are nonverbal. They can use the iPod Touch to speak for them. So that's probably why they're being used. Not so much for music anymore, but I've never had one before.
I thought you were going to say they were used for like, you know, terrorist activity or something. Like, that's why.
Oh, I was thinking like drug deals or something. It's like, well, drug dealers use them. They're like modern beepers, you know?
You can't find those.
Yeah, I never had one either. Never had an iPod.
That's one of the few things, like I was telling Zach, if it wasn't on a CD, I never heard the song. I never had an MP3 player. Like, it was I just never had that.
I had a couple of those, but, you know, those iPods were expensive. They were like
$300-$400.
And I was thinking, well, I can get this goofy little square for 5 cents. Let me go ahead and try this
one. I can't find the one button, but it's a little tiny.
Yeah, I had like Russian pod instead, which is fine. So the iPod's officially toast, which means that they'll probably, you know, be on eBay for way more than anyone actually wants them for today. And then the prices will drop. We can do a little throwback. Because here's Steve Jobs back in the day introducing the iPod.
We are introducing a product today, and that product is called iPod. What is iPod? iPod is an MP3 music player.
What?
Has CD quality music.
What is that?
And it plays all of the popular open formats of digital music. The coolest thing about iPod, your entire music library fits in your pocket. And this is what the front of it looks like.
Oh, what?
Boom. That's iPod. I happen to have one right here in my pocket, matter of fact. There it is, right there.
Look at him. Boom. iPod. Boom.
I am a little disappointed, though. The iPod would have turned 21 on October 23rd.
Aww.
Like, we couldn't let the iPod get to be 21 years old before we killed it off?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Just no.
Five more months?
We wanted to save its liver.
Yeah. Number two.
Monica says, if I can't have fun, neither can the iPod. So forget it. Social media, this is an interesting study. It says a 1 week break from social media in this study, everybody was happier.
I believe it, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Take a week and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it said a new study found that even taking a 1 week break from social media makes us all happier. By the end, they were less stressed, less depressed, and happier overall. And even the people who cracked a little bit were still happier.
Yeah.
Because they had this 7.5 hours a week was their normal.
Mm-hmm.
And so even the ones that cracked did about 20 minutes in the week, and they still felt better.
Yeah, because it's less time that you're comparing yourself. That's all social media is. You're comparing yourself to other people, comparing your situation to somebody else's. So if you take a week off from doing that and just appreciating wherever you are, like, that's great.
I like the posts in my stories and just like the funny memes. I do enjoy those.
Yeah, but you can't get that without the other side.
Yeah, you do get a lot of that on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you want to think about it this way. Like if you're struggling with this and you're not sure you'll be able to do it for a week, just remember, you get a week free of Monica's stories and memes.
Exactly.
I'll take a couple days off. I think people would check in on me and be like,
I know. That's the other thing.
I definitely would.
Where'd you go? And just remember, if you're going to take a break from social media, it is very, very important that you announce to everyone that you are taking a break from social media to act all elitist and awesome.
You have to announce it.
Right. You got to let everyone know.
Taking a breather.
And then you also, when you check back in, let everyone know you're still on a break from social media, but you're just checking back in to look at your niece's birthday party or whatever it is. Very important.
Number one.
Netflix is ramping it up, and they're going to it's going to be a cheaper version of Netflix.
All right.
With commercials.
Okay.
So if you want to do that's going to be right around the corner, and they are going to start cracking down on the password thing too. Probably both of them by the end of the year.
Yay.
Yeah. They lost 2 million subscribers recently. That's a lot of people, man. So the stock is hurting. Everyone's, you know, down on them right now. So, I mean, they'll be the cheaper tier, so you can watch their shows, but with commercials, which we used to call back in the day television, in case you're wondering.
What?
I know!
What is that?
You watch a show, and then there's commercials in the middle of it, and then
I thought it's just when I have to upgrade to the better subscription service.
Mm-hmm. Watch the next show. Well, you do. Yeah, you pay a couple more dollars, and you can. So, that is coming.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Today's scam is on Patricia. So her son is the one who reached out because he's getting married soon. And I guess mom's had a lot of opinions about everything because dad's chipping in some money for this. And it's driving him and his fiance a little nuts. So we're going to throw it back on mom just a little because guess what? I'm the best man. And it's the birthday scam, the worst best man, on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Hi, is this Patricia?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Patricia, we never met. This is David Thompson. I'm Ben's buddy from his college days. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I know the name.
Ah, good. He talks to me. Does he talk about his old buddy, David?
Oh my God, he talks about you all the time.
Fantastic.
About college and stories and
we got a lot of those. It's good. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited to be part of the wedding and everything. This is going to be great.
Listen, you probably are really important to him for him to have you in his wedding.
Oh, yeah. There is no doubt about that. So, Suzanne, you know, she sounds like a great girl, too. Actually, I hadn't even met her because we haven't seen each other in a while. But, you know, Benjamin is my dude, my bro, my wingman.
His wingman?
Yes. Yeah, wingman.
I don't know if I know what that is, but that sounds wonderful.
Well, wingman is like you look out for each other.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Wow. So the reason I'm calling is that Ben asked me to make a speech at the reception, and I just wanted to run some of it by you.
Oh, that's so nice. But you don't have to do that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've had a bunch of opinions on the wedding and everything, right?
Well, I guess I had some suggestions, but I don't think that many.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, it's like they always say, you know, ain't mama happy, ain't nobody happy. Am I right or am I right?
Well, you know what? I never heard it, but I think I like that.
Yeah, I learned it from my mama because she was on that ain't mama happy tip a lot. So my butt hurt from the old belt all the time.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, you know how it is when you're kids, you know?
Yeah, sure. Ma'am, I was 27 and this was Tuesday. I couldn't sit down for like 2 days. It hurt so bad.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah, it's cool. I want to talk to you about my history with Benjamin and, you know, like the stuff we used to get into and everything. So I just wanted to check on some of the details, if that's cool.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I'm just making sure I got the order right. So before Suzanne, did he go out with Olivia and then Emma, or was it Emma and then Olivia? I forget.
Well, it was Emma first.
Yes.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Should you be bringing up ex-girlfriends? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Great.
What?
Well, don't you think that's inappropriate? I mean, exes at a wedding?
No, man. Don't worry about it. No. It's all in good fun. Like, everybody loves this stuff, you know, especially since we'll be, like, all liquored up at the reception and everything. It'd be crazy, you know? Am I right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, so Emma was first, and then you had Olivia. Got it. Now, okay, so this part is hilarious because after college, he had this string of girls when we were hanging out all the time, and we had, like, Anne, then Diane, and then Fran, and now you got Suzanne, right?
I don't know. I just really don't think you should be bringing up dating history on their big day.
Well, yeah, but don't you see with this one, like, they all rhyme. So it's going to be great for my speech. So I might even come up with a song. It'd be like, Anne, Diane, Fran, and Suzanne doing Anne, Diane, Fran, and Suzanne. That's good, right? Wow. You like that?
No, you know what? That is not a good idea. I really don't think that's a good idea.
Because it's a great idea?
No. I just think maybe you should reconsider talking about ex-girlfriends.
Okay. Ma'am, that's no problem. I can make adjustments. That's understood. Heard.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I do have a few zingers about some girls he was with, but they weren't like actual girlfriends. So that's cool, right? I can do that?
Again, no.
I thought I could tell, like, stories about fun stuff we did together. So, I mean, like, are you saying no strip club stories?
Oh, my God, no. Mm. You can't do that.
Vomiting?
No.
What about shower stuff?
What kind of shower stuff?
What kind of shower stuff? Is it that kind of shower stuff? Lady, I am not sure you know what's funny.
Well, I know none of this is funny for sure.
Okay, but I'm still going to put it on the radio because it's a birthday scam. Is it funnier now? Hey, it's Zach from K92. You're on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is a prank call. Hi. Your son put me up to this. Hi. This is Zach Jackson from K92.
Oh, I am going to kill him.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
If you're one of my gym friends, yeah, I'm a bad one. I'm a bad friend.
Oh, no.
I used to be a gym buddy, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were more of like a... You were like a gym hookup. Just because you were
like quick.
It was just you'd be there.
I was there.
Like once or twice. Then you'd be gone for a while. Then you'd be there like once or twice. And so it was like, hey. It wasn't bad.
It was right into you.
Right. Okay. It was. But you know, whatever. Maybe it's because I'm a bad gym friend, and that's why you've moved on to better people. And the motley crew that I'm with, just they have nobody better in life.
Aww.
So I'm the best that they have. But I make no apologies for this because you know what? If they don't like it, they can do something about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. That sounds like a threat Ooh. Almost.
It is.
Okay.
Maybe even a challenge. Who knows?
All right.
Because in the setup that we do, me and my gym buddies, is we just go to one of these open gym places. Because yeah. we used to go to this place that had, like, classes and, you know, programs.
Right.
I thought you were saying went to one of these places that had class. But, you know, we, on the
we
other hand.
We don't have class. So
we're rapscallions.
Yeah, it wasn't for us, Antoine. Like, this place is too nice. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. No, we used to have, like, design programs uh-huh. and stuff. And we liked that. But, that place unfortunately closed. But what we did was we took a lot of those same programs with us, and we just do them at the open gym. So,
yeah.
You know, we put them together and say, hey, here's the Monday workout, here's the Tuesday workout, yeah. whatever. And much like it is my lot in life to do everything for everybody else. That's what I've learned in life is I always end up that person. It's been since I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, I always end up the group leader of whatever project it is. And I never even want to be the group leader. I'm like, all right, next time I'm not doing this. Okay, can you be present? Okay.
Like, all right. All right.
Okay.
Like, it's just me. And part of it, what I've come to accept is when I'm not the person who's in charge, I really don't like what the person in charge is doing. So I might as well at least be the person in charge.
Right, right.
Be the shot caller. And I can complain that I got to put in the extra work, but it is because I do want that control. So it has become me mm-hmm. is the person that has to put together the
and
program.
And they're like, okay. Right. He has the workout.
Yeah. And I always say, hey, if anyone wants to put together a program anytime, oh, yeah, sure, great. And then you don't ever hear from it. It's just, oh, sorry. Well, I was busy.
Cricket. Uh-huh.
What do you have, Zach? So I'm the one who puts program together every week, and I post it for everybody, and we go ahead and do it. And I will tell you right now, I confess that if there's days that I know I'm not going to be there,
yeah,
like maybe I got a meeting, uh-huh. or I tend to not go on Fridays because that's my weekend, that kind of thing. That's where I put all the sucky workouts that I don't want to do. Yeah. I just put them there. Like if there's five for the week and I plan it, like today, I won't be there today. Uh-huh. I just move the sucky one to Wednesday. Like, all right, y'all
like, what is this? Right. We have nothing but thrusters and running.
Why is it a day of a million squats? Oh, it's because Zach ain't here.
Zach's not here today.
Right, I don't want to do no squats. They on y'all. So I don't feel bad because you know what, Antoine, they can do the program.
They could change it together. Mm-hmm. But since you've taken on that role, mm-hmm. You can't do this stuff consciously. Like it could accidentally happen. But like you're saying, you do it on purpose.
And absolutely. Make,
and I think he enjoys it.
That doesn't make you a good person.
This is not an
though.
Apology at all.
No, and no, it's not. And I will move even on the workouts that when I'm going to be there, I'm moving to whatever my mood is. I'm like, and today I feel like bench press, so I move that to Tuesday, and then we'll do something else the other day, whatever I feel like. So
well,
If I'm going to be the Lord and Savior of the workout plan, we're going
but
to do it my way.
They could change it mm-hmm. if they want to. They could step in there and take it over.
But Zach has already taken on that role,
uh-huh.
so they shouldn't change it. They need to go by what he said. But Zach, in that role, you need to be more fair. Mm-mm. Like you have to spread it out to where you are also suffering with them.
He doesn't want to.
Antoine, don't you worry. Every day at the gym is suffering. Okay?
It's a suffer regardless.
It is perfectly sufferable all the time. Mm-hmm. But I believe that if they have accepted me as their master, as they have, then I know what's best for them. And I am doing this for their benefit. They should say thank you.
Oh, really?
Yes, I believe so.
They're going to text you right after the show.
They should show appreciation.
I've actually flipped this. This is no longer a confessional. This is my demand for recognition.
They may say two words to you. I don't know if it's going to be thank you, though.
Yeah.
Love you?
That could possibly be it.
I think that's
somewhere close.
I make no apologies. It's gotten me this far in life. Why start doing it now?
Yeah, come don't switch on it. Then we'll all be confused.
Exactly. Unwritten rules. Monica, I wrote them down.
Yeah.
For you ladies, you live by these anyway. So I've got it all figured out.
Okay.
There was this list. It was on Reddit. I didn't really like any of these. It was like men sharing unwritten rules. I actually think this was a bunch of men that didn't want to share the real unwritten rules. They were creating a diversion. Because it was things like beer, pizza, and barbecue is acceptable payment for helping another man. All right, whatever. When your friend's crush is around, he's the funniest one in the group.
Oh.
Okay.
I've actually, as a man, never lived by that one. We're just a ruthless friend circle. It's like if his crush is around, he's the least funniest person.
Wow. Goodness. That's not a fun friend circle at all.
He's kind of up and up. You know what? He's got to bring his A game. We'll put it this way. If he's being funny, we'll let him know. But if he's not, we'll let him know.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to do that girl a disservice and make it seem like he's any funnier than he is.
If he goes to the bathroom, he cries just a little bit. He comes out.
If we're in the friend group, we don't care about that girl over there. We try to hype up our friend.
I feel like that those are tears.
She gets fooled.
Tears of strength is what that is. I actually, my high school friend circle, the lunch circle, was ruthless when it came to comedy.
I remember you said that, yeah.
That's how I cut my comedy chops, because there was a seating hierarchy. The funniest people sat in the best seats. Right. And if you told a joke and it was bad, you were banished to the corners. Like, you're like, guys, I can't hear anything. What's going on?
Yeah, and see, me and my friends, we had something like that, but we had the unwritten rule that we didn't do that around strangers, though. So, to the point that you were making about the crush, we would kill each other when it was just us. But if the crush came around, then we placed that person on the pedestal. Like, we gave them love.
I mean, how's he ever going to be able to perform in front of a crowd? I think we did him a favor. So anyway, I decided to do some unwritten rules, but I wanted to do them for ladies because I thought it would be fun and it will get me in trouble. But I thought that would be fun. All right, this is an unwritten rule of women. If there is a woman with lots of guy friends, hate her. Hate her. Yeah. That's what we're gonna do.
What's the justification behind it? Because I think I know where you're going, but I don't want to put words into your mouth.
I'm just saying, this is what I see, is when there's a woman with lots of guy friends, all the women hate her.
Oh, okay.
It must be an unwritten rule. Like, here's another one. Antoine, I believe this is an unwritten rule of women through what I've observed.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever pick the restaurant. Always say whatever.
Okay. I see what you're doing now. I'm on board with this now.
Okay.
It took me a second to figure out exactly what you were doing. But
no,
I agree.
Yeah, well... It's whatever.
What?
I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
There's a little bit more to it. The unwritten rule is to never pick a restaurant,
right,
but to also shoot down any choices given to you.
Correct.
Like, that's an addendum
in there. Like, here's another one. It's food and drink related.
Okay.
Every time you go to a bar, these are women. I'm guessing that these are unwritten rules because I believe I've uncovered them, so I'm just exposing them now. Every time you go to a bar, act like you've never been to a bar before and say, well, what kind of drinks do they have?
Monica? Don't look at me. You need to speak on this as the one.
None of these are
wrong. I don't think that's not me.
Uh-huh.
But I've been around a couple
women.
Of people that have said that.
Like, Deborah, just get your Long Island that
get. Yes, you know what you want.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Be furious if anyone ever suggests a particular chore is, quote, women's work, but also completely refuse to take out the trash.
I'm letting you have that, Monica. I'm letting you have that.
Look,
I'm not jumping in.
We share chores. Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I speak for my household. I take the trash out on occasion. I hate it, but I do it.
How about this one? Antoine, I believe you'll back me up on this one. If you want a gift for your birthday or Mother's Day, always make sure to say, don't get me anything.
Yeah.
I do that.
I have to support
Zach on
that one.
Just love.
Uh-huh. I have to support. You know what?
Just
whatever
love.
You want to give me.
Whatever's in your
anything.
Heart. You don't have to do anything.
Right. I have everything in you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't
everything.
Need anything.
I have, y'all are my love. Like, I just don't need anything.
Whatever's in your heart. That was the clencher right there. You do whatever's in your heart. It's like, oh, crap.
And whatever and whatever's in your heart better have a credit card number, attached to it.
Your heart better got a budget.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
This teacher's aide, I mean, I don't know where at any point would you think this is a good idea.
Okay.
Teacher's aide, I'll just read you the title. I don't know where in this story they thought this would be a good idea. Teacher's aide asks a middle schooler to move his truck for him, and they hit three school buses. Like, when would you ever ask?
Oh, my goodness. Why would you
ever? I don't know.
Middle school teacher aide asked a middle school student to move their vehicle.
Who's the athletic director and a teacher's aide in middle school. And I guess he was real busy. A couple Fridays ago, need to move his truck from the back of the building to the front. So he said, hey, Jaden, go move my truck for me.
You got your learners? All right.
Wow.
There you go. Do something.
I will say I have met a 7-year-old that knew how to drive a stick shift. And
what?
I saw him do it.
How?
Like his family lived. They had a lot of property.
Yeah.
And I saw him get in the car and drive a stick shift, park it, drive it up like a little path and everything.
Did he have a cigar with his arm hanging out the window?
I was like, this is the smartest kid in life.
Makes me nervous.
My dad used to let me sit in his lap and drive down a dirt road when I was like 9.
Yeah. I used to do that.
That's about it.
Now, given the kid didn't drive on the street, he just drove like on the grass and like the path. It was just like dirt.
Well, he lost control and then he crashed into three different school buses. That's what this kid did.
There you go.
Yep.
I mean, they should be fired, right?
Yes.
Definitely fired.
Jason has been fired.
What about the kid? Does the kid get in trouble?
I think he gets like behind the wheel classes. Like he has to go over to high school.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get
like if he's
going to
drive.
I don't think the kid gets in trouble.
Mm-mm.
Because, I mean, he did what the teacher told him to.
Yes.
And he sucked at it, but yeah. I mean, he did what the teacher said. School says it'll cost about $7,000 to fix the buses. Oh, and poor Jason's truck is totaled. Oh, poor Jason.
Oh, yes. Insurance is going to have a field day.
So VR is going to get even weirder, Antoine. Is that what we're learning
here?
Yeah,
so scientists have invented mouth haptics. Haptics is just another part of a VR device that allows for you to feel things, have virtual reality experiences with your mouth.
Like so, tasting things?
Yeah, so like you can. So taking a sip from a water fountain or feeling water on your lips or covering yourself with spiders that you'll feel running in and around your mouth. Like they have they have invented this. So for all of you guys with the Oculus and the things like that, you're going to get the full experience now.
So can you taste the blood when you're like boxing someone, they punch you in the mouth?
I mean, I'm going to assume if you can taste water, then I imagine
you can taste blood. Wear like a mouthpiece or something? I mean, how does this even work?
Yeah, you have to, right?
The way the prototype that they're showing in this picture right here, it's like it's something that leans over your mouth. And so it's like a brim. You know, like the brim I have on my hat? It's a brim that comes out of the VR that shines down to your mouth.
Okay, so sort of like a light or
So it's like projected
infrared
onto your mouth to where you can feel these things.
I will say, because my son has an Oculus and he's, you know, ratcheted into that stupid thing all the time. It is fun to just walk by and randomly push him because they don't know you're coming. I don't know.
And to go further down the Monica rabbit hole, the different demos have shown like people walking through cobwebs in a forest and being covered in spider venom, drinking from a water fountain, sipping coffee, smoking a cigarette, brushing your teeth. All those different simulations have been emulated in or around your mouth.
I wonder if that would be something, though, like you could quit smoking for real because you could just have a VR cigarette.
You get that feeling? Yeah.
I'm going to go get VR drunk. I'll see y'all later. I'm going to get VR wasted, everybody.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
I don't care. I love some Elon. I told you that off air. I love Elon Musk. Something about him.
Just a weirdo.
Yeah, because he recently said if he dies under mysterious circumstances, Russia did it.
Putin.
Yep.
You just put it out there.
Yep. If something happens to him, Russia did it.
I like how you say, why do you believe him?
Because Elon, he knows stuff.
That's it. You just believe him because he said it.
I believe him.
I was wondering if you had some proof of a beef between Elon and Russia or something like that. But it's just because he said it.
He knows what he's up to. He knows what to do and what's going on.
Antoine, if you die under suspicious circumstances, who did it?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock did it.
Yeah, because I supported Will too much initially.
Ooh, yes.
It was Chris Rock. He came after me.
Interesting.
What about you, Zach? Who did it?
You.
Oh.
It was Monica.
Yes.
I was like,
it's interesting that you would be the one to ask the question.
Number 2.
So we have Mexican Pizza the Musical with Doja Cat and Dolly Parton.
Okay.
That's hitting TikTok on the 26th this month. So you know that she has the Taco Bell song and all that. Yeah. So.
I got beans. I need meat. I need a shell with the sauce and
cheese. So Dolly Parton?
Yeah, they said.
All right.
Taco Bell movie, Mexican Pizza, the musical. And so,
I'm going to make a bold statement here.
On TikTok.
Not on TikTok. I'm actually going to make a bold statement right here is that Mexican Pizza, the musical, will be more enjoyable than Hamilton. I'm just going to put that out.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
People pay thousands of dollars, I imagine, for those tickets.
No, suckers. I don't know. I watched like 30 minutes of Hamilton when I done Disney, and I just couldn't even.
That's a hot take right there.
I know.
Yep. Mexican Pizza, the musical. Whoa. Better than Hamilton. Get on it.
Wow. Yeah. Hot take.
Doesn't have Dolly Parton in it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we love some Dolly.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Number 1.
Antoine said it this morning. He's correct. Tom Brady is the man.
Isn't he?
He is the man.
He's the man. He's the GOAT.
He has a $375 million dollar.
He has $375? Wow.
$1 million deal with Fox after he retires.
Yeah. So when he retires, he's got his next thing already lined up, $375 million.
That's crazy.
Which is more than he made in his football career, I should point out.
And he's getting paid just to talk about football games versus actually playing in them.
Yep.
Like, that's how much money, in sports entertainment.
He just has money just sitting there like, I just have too much money.
Well, we were just worried about him, if he retired, like, was he going to, was he going to be on a fixed income? Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to find out that him and Giselle were eating cat food to try to stay, you know, keep it together and everything. So it's good. It's good when poor people can pull their bootstraps up and make it this far.
Man.
So proud of all the hard work he put in.
That's
I mean, he did put in hard work.
He did.
I say that sarcastically, but he did.
It is one of those ones where you think, man, why did you come back to play football this year when he could have sat around and just ran your mouth and gotten paid off?
Good for him.
He paid as much. Good. I know, really. Monica's going to have to go on Tom Brady's no nightshade diet now anyway.
I know.
Hey, put you on the TB12. You'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Next Tom Brady over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone? Bring them out.
People will text in their dirty little secrets to 52353 all the time.
Yes.
But sometimes we say, oh, and we'll give you wrestling tickets, and then we get more.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like, we'll share. Share a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, good. I was waiting for this moment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, text 52353. This person planning a weekend getaway with someone I shouldn't.
Ooh.
Everybody's saucy. Here's this one. My best friend's married, but has a catfish Facebook and Instagram page that she's been using for years to con men out of money.
Wow.
Because we aren't smart.
No, we're not. No.
Yeah, this Russian model wants me.
She's one of those ones where you want to be angry at her.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, but you know, it's, well, that's don't hate the player, hate the game. Like, if they're stupid enough to fall for that, then all right, well, you know, I guess maybe.
Goodness.
The way she can justify it is she's bringing them enjoyment, right? It's like an entertainment fee. That's all it is. Wow. Yeah, text 52353. I'm a grown man, and I watch wrestling, and I may cry during WrestleMania. Was that dude on
tickets? Sometimes it happens.
you want to go with him and see if he cries?
Uh-huh.
Or she. I don't know.
Yeah. They get emotional. Cry.
That's all right.
I call myself the flip flopper. I go around people's houses that I'm visiting and flip all the artwork upside down and then never say a word.
Probably takes them forever to notice it, too.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the kind of thing Antoine would do. That seems
definitely
Antoine-y.
Oh, yeah. I've already planned some like photo kind of pranks I'm going to pull at other people's houses.
Because you're a toilet paper flopper.
Yes. Mm. I will turn that beard into a mullet.
Yep.
With your toilet roll.
The roll flopper.
Yeah.
I did one year. We used to do this, one of those Yankee swap things, and it was a gag gift for Halloween, for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the gag gifts, things got crazy in that whole thing. People were going out of control. I mean, there was an umbilical cord one year from somebody's child. Oh, Antoine, it was
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it was a little bit. I'll tell you about one of them, but I can't do it. I can only do it on the exclusive podcast.
Okay.
But one year I broke into a friend's house and stole his family portrait and wrapped it. And we didn't realize it was gone for like 3 weeks. And then opened it up and there's,
he's like, oh, that's where
he said, that's my family. I said, yes, it is. We have our friend Lynn on the phone too. Let's say good morning to Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your dirty little secret?
So my dirty little secret is I like to make hair art in the shower.
You make the hair wall.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
Zach's about to be fired up.
Monster!
He's upset with you.
Yep, I knew it. You know what? That's an unwritten rule, ladies, is make the hair wall and then deny it. You're doing it on purpose. You're making hair artwork, aren't you?
Well, I have really, really long hair.
Sure.
And I like to take long showers. And so, I don't know. You know, obviously, when you're washing your hair and you have long hair, it does get all over the walls. And sometimes, like, it even makes its own shape. Like, it even makes its own art.
Mm.
So, I don't know. It's just one day I was like, oh, well, that's kind of cool. So, I just started, like, moving it around. And I don't know. That's weird.
She's showering Picasso. I think
it's gross, but
that's awkward.
The only thing that's awkward about it and that's gross and that is weird about all of this, fine. You want to be the Van Gogh of the shower wall? Mm. Great. But your shower is not a museum. So why are you leaving your portraits hanging there all the time?
Well, someone can sell a banana and say, this is art. Remember that someone sold a banana for thousands of dollars?
So she can sell her hair wall.
She could.
Hmm? So get off y'all's butts and sell these things, okay? That's the problem is they're sitting here not making any money, and that's the real issue. Hate the hair wall because it stays there all the time. And it's a complete and utter double standard, Antoine, because you know darn well if you leave even like 3 or 4 little beard bits in the sink.
You're getting yelled at. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
No hair.
Meanwhile,
the kids are leaving the house. Yeah. They're gonna be orphans, like the end of your world, if you leave like all two that. Beard. Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, you're leaving
she
the
art.
The portrait of the screaming man, but in some sort of hair wall instead. Shame on you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Dirty Little Secrets, 52353. Working behind the scenes to get my 17-year-old a tattoo on our vacation.
Okay.
That's sneaky right there.
Yeah.
Is behind the scenes Monica? Because I feel like Monica has the contacts that, you know, she got
we'll
the
talk later.
Oh, you need an underage tattoo? Hang on. Just text in later on.
Do you believe him or is he full of bullpucky? Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Factor Bullcrap is a grudge match of random tidbits between Antoine and Monica. Today we have tidbits about Facebook fights, cheese, lying to your dentist, all sorts of stuff in there. And you're texting in to 52353 because you're going to pick either Antoine or Monica to win this game for you. And if they do, we will select from the winner pile and somebody will get a 4-pack of passes to Dollywood to use this season and go enjoy the 50 different world-class rides and the entertainment and the dining and just the general manners as well. Yeah. It's the manners ride. Okay. I'm going to ride.
Some people need that.
The manners train. I know. Really, they need manners training there. Keep some people trapped inside there. Dollywood.com for all the details. But yeah, text into 52353 right now as we get ready to play Factor
Round One.
Monica, our manners say ladies first. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We want to empower you with decisions. So if you don't want to go first, you don't have to.
I'll go first.
Okay. All right. Well, fine. Yes, so much for me being involved, man. Next time, I'll just make it over. All right, so Monica will go first. Antoine will go second in the game. You get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you lose a point. You're also allowed one screw to force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go. Monica, Factor Bullcrap. American cheese was invented by a Russian guy. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Bullcrap.
Correct.
That is correct. It was invented by a Canadian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rip off.
Yeah,
James Kraft of the cheese was born in Canada, 1874, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, he moved to Chicago in 1903 and then created American cheese in 1916. That square-pressed whatever it is. Yep, shout out to him. Antoine, here's your question in round one, Factor Bullcrap. A recent study says people respect you more on Facebook if you admit you're wrong on something.
I'm going to say fact. Like, that needs to be true. So I'm going with fact.
Correct.
You're correct. But you know what? I have questions about this so-called study that they claim to have had. Because what's how that? Did they find anybody who admitted they were wrong on Facebook?
I was actually thinking about that. I was like, how many? Ooh, have I ever seen a post like that?
It was a short study. It was only 3 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They said, how do you feel about James, Anita, and Sean? I like them. All right.
Yeah. All right. Works.
Man, I tell you what, when Facebook tried to rebrand themselves there and become Meta, I don't know why they didn't just change their name to Last Word. Because that's all Facebook is mm-hmm. everybody out to last get word. The last word, no matter what, no matter how. 1-1 is your
round spell. Two.
We now move on to round two. Fact or bullcrap, Monica, 43% of Americans have lied to their dentist about their flossing habits.
I think it's higher than that. So bullcrap.
Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
I'm with you, though. That was another one where I feel like the rest of the people just...
I think it's like 70% at least.
So what we have here is 43% of Americans have lied to their dentist about their flossing habits, and then 57% of Americans lied to this survey. Like, how dare they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm flossing every day. No,
hey, I'm flossing every day.
They can see it, so just don't lie. They know.
I tell them every time, and it's the truth, I've been flossing every day. Mm-hmm. And I leave out that it's been for the last two as I get ready to go back to the dentist. Like, that's
every
all
day
you gotta,
since exactly. Wednesday.
Everything looks good in there. Antoine, here you go. Factor bullcrap. 80% of people say the pandemic has caused them to exercise less. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
How many?
80.
Exercise less?
Correct.
That's bullcrap. I feel like people exercise more.
That means you're wrong.
See, that's what I thought too. These surveys are garbage today. Yeah. That's the way I felt. I'm like, all right,
no.
I guess. But look at them using, it was COVID. That's why I couldn't make it to the gym.
Well, and that in hindsight, the gyms were closed, so a lot of people that live by the gym. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm just not going to do anything at home.
But I also believe these same 80% didn't do anything in 2019. They just didn't have COVID to blame it on. Yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, would have gone. But COVID, yeah. Okay. All tied up at zero.
Round three.
Both of you still have the screw in play. If you want to make the other person answer your question instead, Monica, here's yours. Fact or bullcrap. Wednesday is the most popular day of the week for people to hit snooze. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
Wednesday. Bullcrap.
Yep. That means you're wrong.
Makes sense. Middle of the week, getting run down. Who thought maybe Tuesday?
I was thinking Tuesday.
Yeah, we always feel like that kind of kicks you in the face. But today is Wednesday while doing this game, so you know it does make sense. Antoine, get this right, you win. Get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker and screw Monica if you want and have her answer it instead. Fact or bullcrap. Anytime someone returns underwear to Victoria's Secret, it's repurposed into material for dog beds. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
I want it to be repurposed into something else. I don't want it to be underwear that somebody else has worn or has to wear. So I'm going to go with fact.
That means you're wrong.
Now, it is repurposed into something else. Garbage. They shred it and get rid of it. Even if it has the tags on it. They say they can't take the risk.
People return underwear. I'm just like.
Why?
Especially used. I worked in retail. And I've received used underwear before. I'm like, they returned that.
Well, because they want their money back. If they're not going to wear it.
Yeah, well, there was evidence. Too. Like, they went to the club.
But I'm saying that, but that doesn't change it, though. Like, if I'm not going to wear it anymore, I'm going to return it, let you throw it away. Whatever happens with it after I give it back is not on me.
At you point. She was give a bold one walking in with those underwear and saying, I want to return these. Yeah,
I'm sorry. you broke it. You buy it. That's what I would say.
Tiebreaker.
Monica, you got the first point in this game. Do you want this question or not?
I'm going to give it to you.
All right.
Antoine, get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Fact or bullcrap. If you do 37 espresso shots, that's hard to say. Doing 37 espresso shots would be enough caffeine to kill you. Fact, bullcrap, or screw? Not screw. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
You're good on 37. You need 179.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay. I think I know someone that's had 37 before.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Garvis.
Jittering James.
Yeah.
But, Garvis, how you doing? I'm great.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Woo, I'm up.
Now I'm tired. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Congratulations, Monica. You are the winner. So we will select from the Monica pile. Someone will go to Dollywood. We got passes again tomorrow.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.